This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Of course, we have Medal of Honor Monday coming up in just a second. We have all kinds of election stuff, including what kind of crap might they pull if Trump loses. Maybe have a little preview on that. The world of make-believe. I had something happen to me in the gas station you're going to make fun of me for. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But before we do any of those things, we need to do this. It is Monday, and even on Election Day Eve, Medal of Honor Monday remains. Every single Monday at this time, we honor somebody who earned a Medal of Honor. This is important, not because I'm doing it. I didn't do anything. I'm just reading a citation here. It's important to remember these men and remember their deeds. And I want to encourage you so much. You can do this in your own life. I don't have some ownership of this. I didn't earn any of these. You want to do this with your family? Sit down and read one of these. Do it. You coach a team? Do it. Are you a teacher? Do it. This stuff matters a lot. Give kids, give the next generation something to look up to. You want to know a huge reason why I joined the Marines? You ready to laugh at this ridiculous reason? You want to know why? I started watching John Wayne movies with my father when I was a child. It's one of the things we did together. He didn't watch a lot of stuff, but he would watch John Wayne movies. And if I wanted to hang out with Dad, I would watch a John Wayne movie sometimes with him. And not just the Westerns. John Wayne made a movie called Sands of Iwo Jima, where John Wayne plays the part of Medal of Honor recipient John Bazelon, who ended up giving his life on Iwo Jima. Well, I can't count how many times I watched that movie when I was a child. Fast forward to later on in life, and young stupid Jesse goes to college after high school and gets a 0.0 grade point average his first semester. And young stupid Jesse doesn't like the man he sees in the mirror and says, you know what? I'm going to go be a Marine. Where did I first get introduced to the Marines? By watching a movie about them. You tell these stories, you never know the impact it can have on somebody's life. And remember, we take email suggestions. Hi, Jesse. Wanted to thank you for all you do as the leader of the anti-communist movement. I lead a men's group at church and always read a Medal of Honor citation at each event, and the guys love it. I have a suggestion for you. Matt Lewis Urban from World War II. When it started with him taking out tanks with a bazooka, you know this guy was a super stud. Have a good one, buddy. Your frozen margarita compadre. You know what? That's not nice. They're half frozen. Whatever. It's Medal of Honor Monday time.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Lieutenant Colonel, then Captain Matt Urban, 112-22-2414, United States Army, who distinguished himself by a series of bold, heroic actions exemplified by singularly outstanding combat leadership, personal bravery, and tenacious devotion to duty during the period from the 14th of June to the 3rd of September 1944. while assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 60th Infantry Regiment, 9th Infantry Division, on the 14th of June, Captain Urban's company, attacking at Renoff, France, encountered heavy enemy small arms and tank fire. The enemy tanks were unmercifully raking his unit's position and inflicting heavy casualties. Captain Urban, realizing that his company was in imminent danger of being decimated, armed himself with a bazooka. He worked his way with an ammo carrier through the hedgerows under a continuing barrage of fire to a point near the tanks. He brazenly exposed himself to the enemy and, firing the bazooka, destroyed both tanks. Responding to Captain Urban's action, his company moved forward and routed the enemy. Later that same day, still in the attack near Orglandis, Captain Urban was wounded in the leg by direct fire from a 37mm tank gun. Ooh, ow. He refused evacuation and continued to lead his company until they moved into defensive positions for the night. At 0500 hours the next day, still in the attack near Orglandis, Captain Urban, though badly wounded, directed his company in another attack. 1 hour later, he was wounded again. Suffering from two wounds, one serious, he was evacuated to England. In mid-July, while recovering from his wound, he learned of his unit's severe losses in the hedgerows of Normandy. Realizing his unit's need for battle-tested leaders, he voluntarily left the hospital and hitchhiked his way back to his unit where near Saint-Lô, France. Arriving at the 2nd Battalion command post at 1130 hours on the 25th of July, he found that his unit had jumped off at 1100 hours in the first attack of Operation Cobra. Still limping from his leg wound, Captain Urban made his way forward to retake command of his company. He found his company held up by strong enemy opposition. Two supporting tanks had been destroyed, and another, intact but with no tank commander or gunner, was not moving. He located a lieutenant in charge of the support tanks and directed a plan of attack to eliminate the enemy strong point. The lieutenant and a sergeant were immediately killed by heavy enemy fire when they tried to mount the tank. Captain Urban, though physically hampered by his leg wound and knowing quick action had to be taken, dashed through the scathing fire and mounted the tank. This freaking guy. With enemy bullets ricocheting from the tank, Captain Urban ordered the tank forward and completely exposed to the enemy fire, manned the machine gun, and placed devastating fire on the enemy. His action, I'm not finished, this still goes. His action in the face of the enemy galvanized the battalion into action, and they attacked and destroyed the enemy position. On the 2nd of August, Captain Urban was wounded in the chest by shell fragments and, disregarding the recommendation of the battalion surgeon, again refused evacuation. On the 6th of August, Captain Urban became the commander of 2nd Battalion. On the 15th of August, he was again wounded, but remained with his unit. On the 3rd of September, the 2nd Battalion was given the mission of establishing a crossing point at the Meuse River near Heer, Belgium. The enemy planned to stop the advance of the Allied army by concentrating heavy forces at the Meuse. The 2nd Battalion attacked toward the crossing point, encountered fierce enemy artillery, small arms, and mortar fire, which stopped the attack. Captain Urban quickly moved from his command post to the lead position of the battalion. Reorganizing the attacking elements, he personally led a charge toward the enemy's strong point. As the charge moved across the terrain, Captain Urban was seriously wounded in the neck. Although unable to talk above a whisper from the paralyzing neck wound and in danger of losing his life, he refused to be evacuated until the enemy was routed and his battalion had secured the crossing point on the Meuse River. Captain Urban's personal leadership, limitless bravery, and repeated extraordinary exposure to enemy fire served as an inspiration to his entire battalion. His valorous and intrepid actions reflect the utmost credit upon him and uphold the noble traditions of the United States Army. Dag gone. Dag gone. Now, let me ask you again, because we brought this up earlier,
about texting friends, maybe volunteering to drive somebody to the polls tomorrow. Maybe you've even got a little minivan, SUV. Maybe you could offer to pick up some friends. Maybe when I suggested that, be a totally human nature thing to do, maybe when I suggested that, you thought, ah, Jesse, I don't have the energy. I got to work tomorrow. I'll be coming off a double shift. Jesse, I don't have time. Do you need me to read the whole Medal of Honor citation again? The dude escaped a hospital, and they said he hitchhiked to France. Unless my geography's a little out of place, at some point he hopped on a boat to get over to France just so he could go back and continue ending lives. Shot in the neck, shell fragments in his chest. He didn't care. He kept going. Did you say you couldn't send a text message? Is that what you said? Didn't have time to pick anybody up? Got a busy schedule? I think we can all do something. And give you my word, I am doing the same. I've already been doing it, but tonight I am going to send a very not nice Jesse Kelly text to my neighbors in a fairly direct way. I'm going to inform them they need to vote tomorrow. What, Chris? It'll be fine. It'll be fine. But trust me, I'm doing it, and I will offer to drive. Now, maybe I'll walk. Maybe I'll walk to the polls because my knee feels so good now. See, ongoing nagging pain drains your life, doesn't it? You have that in your life. What is that pain that makes you kind of fear getting out of bed in the morning? Those eyes open. Is it your knee? Your back hurt? You're dreading having to mow the lawn, do some dishes? You know, you don't have to live with daily pain. You might be 3 weeks away from being pain-free. Try Relief Factor. You might just end up pain-free. It's 100% drug-free, developed by doctors, but it's natural. It helps your body's natural response to pain. A three-week kit of it is $19.95. For $19.95, you might be pain-free in 3 weeks. Come on. Try it. 1-800, the number 4, Relief, or go to relieffactor.com. I embarrassed myself in the gas station. And what Democrats will do after the election. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, the night before an election. I am so freaking excited for tomorrow. I'm hopeful and I'm excited, and I know you're hopeful and you're excited. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Now, before we get back to the election, I have to discuss something that happened to me in the gas station. And there's something you should know about me, but if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you already know it. I love great quotes. You know, there's always a Winston Churchill quote or an ancient Roman general quote or a great Aristotle, Genghis Khan, you name it, an epic quote. I totally love it. And I've always been that way. I love great quotes. I don't know why. That's a nerd thing. I don't know. Maybe it's my lower IQ. I have no idea. But I love great quotes. And I have a bunch of them stored in my head. It's not that I have anything of any use stored in my head, but dumb things like great quotes, they're all up here. They're all right here in my balding, ever-increasingly gray head. Okay? So that you need to know going in. Now, this was Friday night. We did the Friday night Ask Dr. Jesse show, and I had so much fun with you that night. The questions were great. The calls were actually amazing. Everyone got right to the point. Corey, Chris, am I on the line? Yeah, totally. It was a blast of a night. If you missed that show, highly recommend it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, go download the podcast. It was a total blast. Total blast of a show. So I'm in a great mood on the way home, and it's Friday night.
And I am wanting to cut loose. Now, cut loose for me means something much different now than it did years ago. It generally means food. Even at that late hour, it means I'm going to eat something bad for me. And I just had a craving. I'm on the way home, and there's this gas station there, and I wanted something delicious. And I wanted you to know that I walked in with no agenda, and maybe this is what doomed me in the end. I walk in the gas station. I get there Friday night. I walk back to the chip slash cracker section. I'm thinking I'm in the mood for salt, not sweet. I'm not big on sweets, actually, believe it or not. I'm a huge salt guy, not so much on sweets. Probably because I'm sweet enough, Chris. Anyway, as I get to the chip slash cracker section, I did see, in hindsight, I knew she was there. There was a woman who was in the next section over, and it's a gas station, so she's probably 5 feet away physically from me. She's not right by me. She's in the next aisle, but I did see her, and I knew, should have remembered that she was there. I start looking at the snacks. Almost immediately, I start grabbing some traditional snacks that I know can't miss. It's your Dorito. I'll tell you, I had a bag of Doritos. They're never going to let you down, ever. Buffalo Blue Cheese Combos. I believe they're called Buffalo Blue Cheese. You'll know what I mean. Everyone's had them before. If you haven't, you haven't lived yet. That's a guarantee. Every time, get some Buffalo Blue Cheese Combos. But then I knew, because I'm pretty brave, I wanted a new snack that I had never tried before. Just like Christopher Columbus getting on a ship and sailing across the ocean blue, I was going to take the bold step of spending my money on a snack that I wasn't totally sure of. And that left me to a couple different options. One were these kind of pretzels, but they had something else. There was some kind of special flavored pretzels, not dots. I forget what it was. And the other option was Cheez-Its has this new thing called Snaps or Snap-Its. I don't know. They're kind of chips. You know what I'm talking about, Chris? Okay, Chris knows what I'm talking about. And they had a couple like sour cream and cheddar ones of those. And sour cream and cheddar can go one way or the other. I knew the pretzel thing was more of a guarantee, but the sour cream and cheddar, it was much more of a swing for the fences type choice. It was going to be a home run or it was going to be a strikeout. And I sat there for 2 or 3 minutes, I would say. And I actually had, it was one of those things where I had the Doritos and my combos underneath each arm. I had them pinned, you know, up by my armpits. And I was sitting there talking, really, I thought mostly in my head, to the bag of pretzels and the bag of snaps or snap-its, whatever the things are. And finally, when I made the choice, I'm looking at the cheddar sour cream snaps and I'm thinking, you got to go big. It's election season. You got to go big. And so while I had been having this conversation in my head, I looked at them, and when I made the call, as loud as I'm talking to you now, I'm such an idiot. I looked at them and said, well, fortune favors the bold. And I turn around, and the lady was now in my aisle, 2 feet to my left. And she's looking at me like, who is this freaking psychopath? I was so embarrassed. I just took both because I didn't think to put the pretzels back, and I just walked up with all four things and just bought the whole thing. Look, when you have chalk, you make bold decisions. This is what happens when your T levels get so high. You're not afraid to pull the trigger on the sour cream and cheddar snaps. Do you want to be bold like that? Fortune favors the bold. Well, then you need to get your T levels up, and you need to do it naturally. Not at one of these freaking clinics where they're stuffing needles in your arm and screwing your body up. A male vitality stack from Chalk will raise your T levels 20% in 90 days. Get them up. You will feel so much better. You'll be bold enough to choose the right Cheez-Its. You'll feel good enough at work to have focus and energy without the need for an afternoon cup of coffee. CHOQ.com. Use the promo code Jesse and get a subscription so you save money. Call them or text them if you have questions because they have a bunch of stuff. I love it. 50CHOQ3000. All right. What kind of crap are they going to pull if Trump does win? I think I might know. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. That song does suck, Chris. It's a song about Democrats and how they handle elections, and we don't ever need to play that song ever again. In fact, in case you're listening on the podcast, Jewish producer Chris brought us back from the commercial break with that breaking the law song, which always sucked, I should note. But let's discuss something that might be coming, and we have talked about it before, but the guy keeps talking. Jamie Raskin. Well, before we get to Jamie specifically, what's one of your ongoing frustrations with Republicans? I know what it is. It's the same as mine. They don't show the same commitment to the cause Democrats do. Democrats govern as if it is a blood sport that may or may not bring about the end of mankind. They govern as if everything is the most important thing in the world, and they will, for better or worse, sell out everything, put all the chips to the center of the table, whatever analogy you want to use. Every cause is the hill to die on, and they will march up that hill and bleed on that hill in the name of the cause. In fact, their great strength, which is that, is also their great weakness. Everything is treated as the end of the world, and vice versa. What's the Republican way? Oh, well, we can't press this hard issue. We might lose an election. No, what's the Republican motto? We've mocked them a million times for it. This isn't the hill to die on. They should print it at the GOP headquarters because it's what Republicans have stood for my whole life. Hey, this thing's really important. We need you to make a stance. Well, sorry, guys. This isn't the hill to die on. That's what frustrates you about the GOP, especially as we look across the aisle and we see these bloodthirsty communists who go all in. Say what you want about Democrats and the evil, demonic ways they've conducted themselves the last 4 years with the lawfare and the borders and everything else, but at least they go all in. When Democrats take power, the presidency, they use it to the max. Republicans don't. So we have to think about responses to elections in two different ways, because there are two very different parties with two very different levels of commitment to the cause. What happens if Donald Trump wins tomorrow night? And I expect him to. What happens if he does? Well, normally, yes, there'd be riots in the streets and, you know, all the standard ways Democrats conduct themselves, but there's still a transition of power. Even with all the noise, he still gets sworn in. Normally, you remember, we've played it for you before, but it's a couple months ago when Jamie Raskin came out and said this.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
Jamie Raskin is the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. Remember, the ranking member, that means he's the most powerful member of that committee from the minority party. So because the GOP has majority, then they'll have a chairman in any committee. But the Democrats, their highest ranking member is called the ranking member. Jamie Raskin is no powerless little freshman congressman. Jamie Raskin has power, and he said that, and we've played that for you before. And maybe you, as I did, hoped or thought, well, that was surely a one-off, right? Maybe he was just talking tough in front of the fans or something. They're not actually going to try that, right? Well, Jamie Raskin went on Bill Maher's show over the weekend, said this.
When I say we will support a free and fair election, no, we're not going to allow them to steal it in the states or steal it at the Department of Justice or steal it with any other election official in the country. If it's a free and fair election, we will do what we've always done. We will honor it.
So finally, yeah. And that is the Democrats.
No. I will play it again from the beginning because we'll focus on the next part in a moment. Let's listen to that again. What did he say?
When I say we will support a free and fair election, no, we're not going to allow them to steal it in the states or steal it at the Department of Justice or steal it with any other election official in the country. If it's a free and fair election, we will do what we've always done. We will honor it.
Steal it in the states? Republicans don't do that. But what could he be talking about? And let's skip past that. Steal it in the DOJ. Democrats control the entire DOJ. In fact, even when Trump was in there, they really controlled the whole thing. The whole Department of Justice is packed full of committed communists. So clearly Jamie Raskin knows that. And he knows there's not going to be any stealing the election from the DOJ. So what's he talking about?
Finally, yeah. And that is the Democrats' history. They honor it. That is the big difference between the parties. One of the big.
Okay. I'll let him keep going in a moment. Did you hear that loser, Bill Maher? People on the right love to praise that dork because once every 10 years he says something vaguely on our side. Well, did you hear him just now? Well, historically, that is how it goes. Democrats honor the results of the election as if we were all not alive back when Trump won it the first time and we had to listen to Hillary Clinton and every media apparatchik out there talk about how the Russians stole the election. Democrats accept election results. They're the OG election deniers. Get serious. Anyway, he goes on.
On that point, I'll tell you, the political scientists have told us the hallmark characteristics of a fascist political party. Number one, they don't accept the outcome of democratic elections that don't go their way.
Number two, they
embrace political violence as an instrument for obtaining power. And three, they're not organized democratically. They're organized top down. As a cult of a personality around a charismatic or allegedly charismatic figure, right?
Had a talk with Steve Bannon today. Steve Bannon, who was recently a political prisoner himself, He is the only person in the history of that statute to be thrown in jail for a misdemeanor. He just got out of 4 months in jail for contempt of Congress. And Steve Bannon flat out told me today, if Trump wins, and I expect him to, Jamie Raskin and the Democrats are going to try to not certify the election. They're going to use the fact that Trump has been convicted of crimes. They're going to use January 6th to call him a treasonous insurrectionist, and they're going to try to not seat him. To which I responded, because I've been brewing on this myself. You and I have talked about this before. Are they going to succeed? I don't know. They didn't know. But don't think for a second, just because we're used to a bunch of eunuchs leading our party, don't think it's only eunuchs leading their party. They will burn it all down because, once again, I ask, what wouldn't you do to stop Hitler? And that's how the average Democrat conducts himself. All right, let's do some emails and voicemails before we do that. Oh, you know what? Here, let's do this email. Hey, Jesse, I needed new Danner work boots, so I look on GovX, and I got them $100 off what they were on other sites. I'm almost sad. Chris can't save money there. Thank you for partnering with them. I told you, you served your country. Military, current or former. Law enforcement, current or former. And even educators. GovX.com. And I don't even want to call it a website. It's like heaven. That's right. Family members too. Family members too qualify. You go to GovX.com, you get a free membership. Membership is free. You're not paying for this. You're gonna be blown away by the number of things, the number of different business partners they have. You want new Oakleys? You want new Danner work boots? A sick new blade? Optics for that AR you have? You want a new cooler of socks? A knee sleeve? GovX.com. And you get $15 off your first purchase when you use the promo code Jesse. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. Go geek out. Go broke. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
I was a Democrat until the second Obama term, and I hated George Bush. But now I'm a hardcore Republican. Very conservative. I look back at Bush. They're still not supporting Trump. Are they that petty? They don't care at all? How is it possible that Arnold and the Bushes not supporting Trump at all? I mean, not even a little. It's amazing.
Okay. It's a very good question. What's with the Bushes? What's with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Why not just come support Trump? Nikki Haley. The rhinoist rhino in the history of rhinos, Nikki Haley, came out, I think it was today or yesterday, and she essentially said, of course, she had to act like she was holding her nose, but hey, he may not be perfect, but you've still got to go vote Trump. Even look, everyone eventually comes on board with the ticket. What's with the Bushes? You have members of the Bush family going out campaigning for Dome. George W., famously quiet. Hadn't said a word, which says really all you need to hear. Remember back in 2016 when Trump first got elected? It was 2016. Yeah, 2016 when Trump first got elected. Maybe you forgot. I did not forget. Somebody asked George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. I know they're not senior and junior because of the HW. Just stay with me. George Bush 1 and George Bush 2 asked them who they voted for. If memory serves me, the youngest declined to say, the oldest said he voted for Hillary. What's the deal? Well, there's a couple things. What's the deal between the Bushes and the Trumps? There's two major things. First, let's deal with the part that at least is explicable, foreign policy. The greatest thing about Donald Trump is his foreign policy stance. It's my favorite thing in the world. Donald Trump doesn't believe in adventuring with other people's lives and treasure all across the globe. Donald Trump, I know this sounds insane. Donald Trump's foreign policy is more closely aligned with the founders of this nation than any other Republican in my lifetime. The founders of this nation wanted this country to stay out of everyone's business. It was the founding foreign policy. Both sides, for over 100 years, strictly adhered to it. We mind our own business in America. And then people like the Bushes. It's not like they were the originals, but George W. Bush really, really took this into overdrive. They found that concept to be ridiculous, that America should use its money and use its military power and use the lives of the men and women in the military to enforce its will, whatever that will happens to be, everywhere across the globe. Trump, back when Iraq was happening, I remember because I was there at the time, Trump was loudly against the war in Iraq at a time when most people on the right, even though he was kind of just half a Republican back then, they didn't really take that stance, and they certainly didn't take it publicly at all. Trump was loudly against it. And he said, well, if you're going to do this stupid stuff, at least come back with some oil or something. You didn't come back with anything. Trump was loudly against it. It's the best part about Donald Trump is his foreign policy. He has a much more sane, much more America's founding view of foreign policy, and it could not possibly be more opposite than that of the Bushes. The Bushes believe boots on the ground everywhere until the end of time. They are oil in water when it comes to foreign policy. And the second part is this. Ego. Do you remember? You probably forgot, and you don't need to go look it up. Trust me, you're welcome to. But do you remember when John McCain died? He had brain cancer and died. Do you remember John McCain's memorial? This is not against, I'm not actually saying anything against McCain, who I personally got to know. I know politically he's completely out of left field, but who I personally got to know, but John McCain's memorial was the saddest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. And not because John McCain was dead. They took the life of a man, Vietnam veteran, POW, United States Senator, and his memorial was the pettiest thing I'd ever seen. Almost every speaker, members of his own family, got up and spoke at his memorial, blasting Donald Trump. John McCain's memorial was not a celebration of his life by friends and family. The entire thing was televised. You can go look at it now. It was the smallest, pettiest bunch of axes to grind I'd ever seen. They took a man who had a resume that was amazing and made his entire funeral about Donald Trump. Why? Egos. Donald Trump and John McCain despised each other, hated each other to a degree. They ruined John McCain's own funeral for the pettiness. Now let's go to the Bushes. Your dad was president of the United States. You were a two-time president of the United States of America. That is, for a family, pretty good resume, right? the dork was governor of Florida. That's no joke. Governor of Florida? I'll never be that. You'll never be that. Pretty good. Pretty impressive resume. And Donald Trump loudly and repeatedly criticized the Bushes and their foreign policy while they were in the midst of Iraq and Afghanistan. Trump has never been shy. It works to his favor and it works to his detriment, but he has never been shy about criticizing people he disagrees with. When the Bushes were busy bouncing all over the globe, Donald Trump was basically calling them morons on every television set, and they never forgot it. And people in that position of power, they have gigantic egos and they never let it go. I know it's ridiculous. It shouldn't be this way. It's small. It's petty. But that's how it friggin' is. All right, let's deal with the Senate GOP thing and some more about how much they hate us. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.